This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 482,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 121,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections exceeds 9.4 million globally and nearly 2.4 million in the United States. Brazil figures continue to surge with nearly 54,000 deaths and approximately half the number of infections as the U.S. Coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the United States and sending infections to dire new levels in the South and West. Hospital administrators and health experts warned Wednesday that politicians and a public tired of being cooped up or letting a disaster unfold. With 34,700 COVID-19 cases reported just Tuesday alone, the U.S. is back near its late April peak of 36,400. New cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots like New York and New Jersey, but several other states have set single-day records. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records as well. Coronavirus infections are climbing rapidly among young Americans in a number of states where bars and restaurants have reopened. It is a disturbing generational shift that puts young people in greater peril than many realize, and it poses an even bigger danger to the older people who cross their paths. National figures show that almost as soon as states began reopening, people 18 to 49 years old quickly became the age bracket most likely to be diagnosed with new cases. And although every age group did see an increase in cases during the first week in June, the numbers shot up fastest in the younger age group. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund believes the global economy will suffer more severe economic damage this year. In fact, the IMF sharply lowered its forecast for global growth as compared to 2 months ago. The IMF predicts that the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year, significantly worse than the 3% drop it had estimated in its previous report in April. It would be the worst recession in terms of global impact since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Qantas Airways has announced that it is releasing at least 20% of its workforce and plans to raise up to $1.9 billion of equity as part of a drastic measure in response to the coronavirus. The Australian airline also said it will ground 100 aircraft for up to 12 months and some for longer, as well as retire its 6 remaining Boeing 747 jets immediately. That is 6 months ahead of schedule. Qantas said it will cut at least 6,000 positions among its 29,000 employees, while another 15,000 staff would remain stood down temporarily, particularly those associated with international operations until more flying returns. Along with other airlines around the world, Qantas is battling against a huge drop in demand as the countries, including Australia, closed their borders to try and contain the global pandemic. 3 white men arrested last month in the slaying of a black man who was gunned down as he jogged through a suburban neighborhood in Georgia 4 months ago were indicted Wednesday on murder and other charges. Video footage showing the killing of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery in the coastal southern Georgia town of Brunswick emerged on social media and went viral in May, some 10 weeks after his death, stoking public outrage at the lack of arrest at that time. Days later, 2 men seen confronted Arbery in the video, former police officer 64-year-old George McMichael and his son 34-year-old Thomas Travis McMichael, or I should say just Travis McMichael, were taken into custody and charged with murder. 50-year-old William Rhody Bryan Jr., the man who videotaped the February 23rd shooting, was subsequently arrested and also charged with murder. On Wednesday, a grand jury returned a 9-count indictment against all 3 men, charging each defendant with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, and false imprisonment. According to a copy of the indictment, the 3 remain jailed without bond. A U.S. House Democrats blasted Attorney General William Barr at a hearing on Wednesday. This is over accusations he had improperly meddled in criminal cases and antitrust probes for political gain, but they stopped short of pledging to take any steps to try and oust the nation's top law enforcement official. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.